We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to the Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Seder Berachot. We're talking about the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Notice that the Shmona Esrei is called Berachot, even though it is a tefillah. It is compiled of Berachot. It's all blessings.
How is it blessings? They don't mention
Baruch Atah Hashem. Yeah, Elokei Avram is Malchus. Avram was the one who made Hashem king over the world. That's Elokei Avram.
That's Malchus.
Yeah. Seder Brachot.
Avram made him king over.
He let people know that Hashem runs the world.
Wasn't he king before all that?
He was, but he was Himlich. There's Hashem is Melech irrespective of us. But he was Mamlich. He let the citizens know who their king was.
But wasn't his whole thing like bringing them back? Like, I mean, Adam Arishon, like
Adam Arishon was Himlich, and then Avram Avinu brought it back,
so,
right?
So tefillah is brachos is tefillah.
Correct. Tefillah is compiled of 18 brachot, 18 brachot. What is 18? 18 brachot.
Right, but other tefillot aren't brachot. Right? I mean,
other tefillot are not brachot. No, tefillah does not have to be a bracha. No.
But these are
correct. And the reason they don't all begin with Baruch is because they're all samuch to the first one.
Right.
They're adjacent, so the first Baruch covers them all. But they all end with Baruch. So even though they are requests built into a bracha. Yes, it is. It is very interesting. So this shows us that you have blessings that are tefillot, right? We know there are blessings which are shevach, there are blessings which are bechot ha'ne'nim, and here you have brachot which are bakashot. Okay, seder brachot. So the order of the blessings is as follows. Omer, avot, first bracha we know, avot, gvurot, ata gibor, kedushat Hashem, ata kadosh, vekolel malchuyot imahem. And then we have malchuyot, right? Part of the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is we have Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot. We speak about Hashem being king over the universe, right? And then we speak about Zichonot, so to speak, commemoration of Israel, remember us. And then Shofarot, we speak about the shofar blasts. The future shofar that's going to bring the final redemption, the ancient shofar, the shofar of Mount Sinai. So our Musaf over here has Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot, which we will quote Psukim for. It's a machlokas, whether it's biblical or rabbinic. Generally, we assume it is rabbinic. So the question is, how do you divide the prayer? Where do all these fit in? You have to mention the holiness of the day, Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot. So you have four things to mention. And Rabbi Akiva holds that the first opinion is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that included in Atakadosh, when you speak about Hashem's holiness, you also speak about the fact that He's King. So you combine those two. So Kedushat Hashem Mekulel Malchuyot Imein Veinotokeh. So you don't yet blow shofar. Kedushat Hayom. Now, how are we going to divide it? We're going to have three other blessings. One about the sanctity of the day. Ata v'chaltanu, you chose us and you gave us this holy day of Rosh Hashanah. Yes, so there, tokeh, you blow shofar a set of three, right? Tkiah, shvarim, tkiah, or tkiah, shvarim, trua, whatever. A set, today that would be 10 blasts, because we're never sure how to blow the shofar, so we do 10 to cover them all. Zichronot, then you do the blessing that includes Zichronot, mentioning our commemoration of the Jewish people, arousing the memory of the Jewish people. V'tokeh, again you blow. Shofarot v'tokeh. So those are the three middle blessings. So you had the first three, middle three, and then V'omer avodah, hoda'ah, u'bikat kohanim, divrei Rabbi Yochanan. So then you say Ritzei, avodah, hoda'ah, modim, and then Birchas kohanim, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokeh lemalchuyot, lama hu mazkir? The Gemara is going to explain what he's saying here. How could you mention malchuyos without blowing shofar for them? Ela, but what says Rabbi Akiva? And this is how we do. Omer avotu gvurot v'kdushat Hashem. He says the first three blessings standard, right? He finishes, hamelech hakadosh. it's not exactly standard because we stick in uvechein ten pachtecho, uvechein ten kavod, uvechein v'yeda kol poruk yatav al tor. Okay, baruch Hashem amarech hakadosh. So you ended kedusha. Now you do kedushat hayom atav v'chotanu, and as part of kedushat hayom, you discuss the sanctity of the day, the specialness of the day. You stick in malchuyot with it. You discuss Hashem's kingship. The 10 verses we're going to quote that discuss Hashem being king are going to be as part of kedushat hayom. V'cholel malchuyot in kedushat hayom v'tokeh. And then you're going to blow shofar over the malchuyot. Zichonot v'tokeh. Shofarot v'tokeh. And this is how we do it. After you finish Amerech HaKadosh, that's when you begin malchuyot with kedushat hayom and the tkiah shofar. So we only do this in Chazaras HaShatz. V'omer avodah avodah u'birkat kohanim. And then after you finished all that, so you say Ritzei, Modim, and the blessing of Kohanim, which goes with Sim Shalom, obviously. Okay. Gemara. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Im eino tokeh lemalchuyot, lama hu mazkir? So the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're not going to blow shofar, why bother mentioning, why mention it? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lama hu mazkir? Rachman amar itkir. Hashem says, mention malchuyos. What do you mean, why do you mention it? What's the question? What's Rabbi Akiva asking? So this is one of the sources for those opinions that say that malchuyot is biblical. Because he says, Rachmana omar, Hashem said. That certainly sounds like it's biblical. Ela, but what Rabbi Akiva meant to say is, Lama eser leimateisha do'il v'ishtani ishtani. Rabbi Akiva's claim is like this. If you're going to tell me that malchuyot is different than the other ones, it doesn't get its own blessing, so then why do you mention it like the others and quote 10 supportive psukim? Why don't you just quote 9? If it's different, so it should be reflected in the verses you're going to quote as part of it. It shouldn't be equal to the other ones. If you're just swallowing it in within the Kedushat Hayom, within the Kedushat Hashem, if it's like part of the generic Shmone Esrei, so then don't give it the equal weight when you quote verses, supportive verses.
Why Teisha though?
One less. Not looking to knock it all the way down, but anyways, nine is a number that fits better, because we really quote 3 from Torah, 3 from Ksuvim, 3 from Nevi'im. So that fits. We do 10, we sum it up with 1. Maybe we'll have a better answer towards the end. What?
Kochav Yaakov on Thursday.
No. Maybe we'll have a better answer later in the sugya. I guess next week we'll get there. So you keep it in mind. Well, when we analyze what are the 10 verses of Malchuyot, you might see a better answer. Tanu Rabbanan. Menayin shomrim avot. So we have a famous braisa. It's also quoted in the Gemara Megillah. How do we know that we say avot in Shmona Esrei? So what do you mean, how do we know? So the simple understanding here is that these are supportive psukim, tasmachta, this isn't really the source. The deeper answer is that Shmon Esrei, we quoted once, some geonim, rishonim, hold that Shmon Esrei was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's not surprising that you have psukim that support different concepts of Shmon Esrei. Shneimar, Ravu L'Hashem, B'nei Elim. Pasuk says, you who should give thanks before Hashem, who are the sons of powerful ones. Who are the powerful ones? Our forefathers, Avot. So you start off, how do you start off? With Avu L'Hashem B'nei Elim. You start off with mentioning the fact that you're son of powerful ones. U'manayin shomrim gvurot, shneimar, Avu L'Hashem, kavod v'oz. Give Hashem honor and might. So that's where we mention Hashem's might. That's gvurot. U'manayin shomrim kedushot, shneimar, Avu L'Hashem, kavod shemo. So the holiness of his name, that's kedushot, ata kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh. Hishtachavu l'Hashem ba'adrat kodesh. U'mnayin shomrim malchuyot zichonot v'shofarot. So now how do you know that you say these three? Rabbi Elazar omer dichtiv, Shabbaton zichon tru'a mikra kodesh. Shabbaton zo kedushat hayom. It says the day of Rosh Hashanah should be Shabbaton. So that's a day of rest, that's the holiness of the day. Zichron, it says it should be day commemorating Tkiyas Shofar. So Zichron, Elu Zichronot, Tirua, Elu Shofarot, Mikra Kodesh, Kadsheu Basiyat Melacha, sanctify it from doing work. So here we have Zichronot, Shofarot, Kadsheu Basiyat Melacha. אמר לו רבי עקיבא, מפני מה לא נאמר שבתון שבות שבו פתח הכתוב תחילה, אלא שבתון, it says, שבתון זכון תרועה מקרא קודש. So he says, why don't you say that שבתון teaches you שבות? רשי, מפני מה לא נאמר שבתון שבות שהרי פתח בו הכתוב תחילה, והוא בא להזהיר על המלאכה שהיא עיקר, וכך יפה לדרוש, הואיל והוא ראשון במקרא והשביתה הראשונה לכולם. Why do you tell me, ultimately, מקרא קודש is teaching me קדשהו בעשיית מלאכה? You say the last words in the pasuk tell me, withhold from doing work. Why? Why don't you go differently? The first word in the pasuk, well, that's what the day's about. Why don't you say שבתון שבות? Shabbat Patach HaKatuv. The first thing the Pasuk tells you is Shabbaton. So it's logical that the first thing the Pasuk is telling you is stop doing work. Before it's telling you the Zichon, the Tuah, the other things, what's most logical is the order. If you were describing Yom Tov, you'd start off by saying, it's a day you don't do work. It's a day where during your davening you also make mention of Hashem being king, Shofar, etc. So Ella. So Rabbi Akiva says, I think the logical way to darshan the pasuk is as follows. Shabbaton kadeshehu basiyat melacha. The word Shabbaton indicates rest. Sanctify the day from doing work. Zikaron elu zichronot. Tirua elu shofarot. Mikra kodesh zok tushat hayom. So in this one pasuk we have zichronot, shofarot, and kedushat hayom. Minayin shomrim malchuyot. Okay, but you didn't give me a source for malchuyot. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That conclusion, Hashem is our God. Oh, what does it mean, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Well, when you recognize that Hashem is your God, so that's a recognition that Hashem is the Melech. And that's why some Rishonim say that the Malchuyot in Shemon Esrei is not like I answered you, Elokei Avraham, but rather, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. When you declare that Hashem is the power that rules the world, that's Malchuyot. Okay. The Ramban, we learned the Ramban's letter for Rosh Hashanah this year. I don't think you were here. So the Ramban goes into this whole drasha explaining how Shabbaton and Zichon and Tuah. He has a very long piece on this. We learned it. It's all online. Tanya. We have a brisa now. V'chtiv uvechol shashvi'i zo malchut. It says ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then right afterwards it says uvechodesh shashvi'i. So it's connecting. And on the seventh month, you should make a recognition that Hashem is our God. He's the potent one who controls everything. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, einot tzarich. I don't need that pasuk for malchuyot. Arei omer v'ayu lachem lezikaron lifnei Elokeichem. The pasuk says the following things will be commemoration for you before your God, and then it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. She'en tamud lomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk didn't have to say that. Umat tamud lomar. Why does it have to say it? Umat tamud lomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ze bana av lekol makom shenemar bo zichonot yu malchuyot imahen. The pasuk is saying whenever you have zichonot, so malchuyot goes with it. That's why the pasuk says vayu lachem lezikaron Ani Hashem Elokeichem. They go hand in hand. Yes? The pasuk says, you will make yourself silver trumpets, you will blow those trumpets, and then you will be commemorated before Hashem, Vayu lachem nezikaron. They will arouse your memory, so to speak, before Hashem. I am Hashem, your God. Why does it have to declare I am Hashem, your God? To tell you that anytime you try to arouse your memory, anytime you're going to say zichronot, anytime you're going to make mention of zichronot, it goes with Ani Hashem Elokechem, a declaration that Hashem is Melech. Parashat Baalotcha. Ve'echan omra lekedushat hayom. Where do you mention the sanctity of the day? Ve'ato ve'chartonu. Tanya, Rebbe omer, ima malchuyot omera. Rebbe says, where do you say it? Together with malchuyot. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, right? That malchuyot goes with kedushat hayom. Ma matzinu b'chol makom barvi'it, just as we find on any other holiday. Which blessing is ato ve'chartonu, the fourth? You begin with the regular Shmoneh Esrei, you finish Akel HaKadosh, and then you begin Atah B'Chartanu, you discuss the sanctity of the day. So to Afkan on Rosh Hashanah, it'll also be Barvihit, it'll be the fourth blessing. In this, on Rosh Hashanah, the fourth blessing is Malchuyot. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ima Zichronot Omra, you say it together with Zichronot. Ma Matzinu B'chol Makom Ba'emtza, Afkan Ba'emtza. He says, no, the calculation is different. Just as ordinarily, it's the middle blessing. So here you're going to have a beginning, three. A last, you're going to have the first, three. The last, three. The middle, three. You're going to have nine blessings, right? So the middle one is the fifth, not the fourth. So that's why he says it goes with zichronot. Ukshakichu betin tashana be'usha. And then the Beis Din we saw on the last page, Beis Din traveled to Usha. And when the Beis Din sanctified the new moon in Usha, Yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka lifnei Rashbag. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was the Chazan. And the Chazan ordinarily has to daven in a lower place, just like the ancient Yeki Shuls, where the Chazan would literally take three steps down. They'd have a platform, not like here, that's above everything else, but below everything else. As the Pasuk says, Mima makim kraticha Hashem. So Yorad, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that's why it's called that he went down before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He was the Chazan, and the Chazan in those days literally went down. Vasak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he daven like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that he included Malchuyot with Kedushat Hashem, the first opinion in our Mishnah. Amar Rabban Shimon, lo ayu nagin ken beYavne. Rabban Shimon said to him, hey, that wasn't the minig in Yavne. In my father's days, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavne, you remember we saw the Yavne, the Sanhedrin traveled from Yavne to Usha. That's the first words in the previous Nav. Yafeh. Saying, back when we were in Yavne, that's not how we did it. Liom Sheni, Yarad Rabbi Chanina ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Vasak Rabbi Akiva. The next day, the Chazan was Rabbi Chanina ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He did like Rabbi Akiva, that he said Malchuyos with Kedusha Sayom. Amar Hashma, Kacha Yunagin beYavne. He said, this is how it was the meaning in Yavne. Lemeimrad Rashbag Rabbi Akiva Svirelei. Does the Braisa mean to say that Rashbag holds like Rabbi Akiva? Vamar Rabbi Akiva Kedusha Malchuyot in Kedushat Ayom. Rabbi Akiva holds, you say Malchuyos with Kedusha Sayom, and Rashbag said that you say Kedusha Sayom with Zichronot, not with Malchuyos. Remember, Rashbag was the one who said it's the middle blessing, just like in every Yom Tov it's the middle blessing. So here, Rabbi Akiva holds it's the third blessing, you say it together with it's the fourth blessing, you say it with Malchuyot, whereas Rashbag seemed to hold it's the fifth blessing, you say it with Zichronot. V'Rashbag omer kedushat hayom im zichronot amalon. Rashbag seems said in the Braisa that you should say the sanctity of the day together with the zichronot, with the fifth blessing. So how come he seems to support the ones who go like Rabbi Akiva? Amar Rabbi Zera, lomar shetok'in lemalchuyot. His point was that you blow shofar with the malchuyos. His point wasn't that that's where you should stick in kedushat hayom. His point was on the other machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that you don't blow shofar until you hit kedushat hayom. That you don't blow shofar over malchuyot. Whereas Rabbi Kiva held, you do. Where should you place Kedushat Hayom? That he didn't agree with. But he did agree that at least they blew shofar the same for Malchuyot. That was his point. On that point, that's how they did in Yavne. We said in the Braisa, Leyom HaShini Arad Rabbi Chanina. My Sheni. What do you mean to say Yom Tov Sheni? Ilema Yom Tov Sheni Lemema Deibua Le'elul. Does it mean that that year Rosh Hashanah had 2 days? Is that what it means in the Braisa? V'amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana Mimot Esav Ve'elach Lomatzino Elul Mu'ubar. Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana says it's such a rarity. From the days of Ezra onward, it never happened that Elul had 30 days, that Rosh Hashanah had 2 days, the 30th of Elul and the 1st of Tishrei. Amar Chista Mai Sheni L'Yom Sheni L'Shana Ba'a. What it means is, the next year this is what happened. It doesn't mean the second day of that year. It means the next year he was the chazan. This is how he did it. And Rashbag said, yes, it's good that you blew shofar from Malchuyot, because that was the custom back in Yavne.
We said that...
But you should just notice he didn't interrupt. No, I'm saying, he's the Nasi. The chazan is doing things different than he holds. Why didn't he say, psst, and blow shofar? He didn't. Yeah, sorry.
Didn't we say that they were all in 2 days of the Chumra? Because the first day they were waiting for the witnesses to die. So couldn't it have just been that on the first day they were waiting? And the next day it was...
Could be. It was a rarity, though. Usually the witnesses were there by the crack of dawn. It could be.
Dawn? I thought they were
by sunrise. Ah, you're right. The witnesses were there by noontime. They were there early. So they did Shachrir. What does that have to do with anything? We're talking about, did they have a second day? So what if they did Shachrir the first day? Our question is, how did they end up having a second day? The witnesses had to be there by Mincha. They always were there by Mincha. It was a rarity. It happened once. Right? Okay. The Gemara could have said, yes, that year it happened too, but the Gemara says, no, that's not what happened. You're right. Right. En pochatim, the Mishnah says, you don't do any less than 10 verses, Me'asara Malchuyot, in the Musaf. Most of what we're doing is quoting verses. Right? We say, most of Musaf, what are we doing? Quoting Psukim. You have pages on pages of Psukim. Psukim for Malchios, Psukim for Zichronos, Psukim for Shofros. So the Mishnah tells us, yes, the minimum is like this. 10 verses for Malchuyot. Me'asara Zichronot. Me'asara Shofarot. 10 verses for each. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yimama Gimel Gimel Mekulan Yatza. He says, if you did 3 apiece, you're also Yotze.
What is Rashi saying here?
I don't know. Hani asara malchuyot keneged mi. So the Gemara had a tradition that the rabbis couldn't just pull things out of a hat. You couldn't just invent and say, we're going to do Shmona Esrei like this. You needed a source, a basis for every aspect of Shmona Esrei. You see, for Avot, you needed a basis. We saw earlier. Gvurot, Kedushah, Kedushat Hashem, Kedushat Hayom, Malchuyot, Zichonot, Shofarot, 18 blessings, 7 blessings, 9 blessings. Every time they wanted to do something that involved prayer, considered something so holy, they needed to have a source from Tanakh. So the Gemara says, where'd they get this that you should say 10 verses for Malchuyot? Amar Rebbi, or Rabbi Levi, Keneged Asara Ilulim Shamar David B'Sefer Tehilim. Corresponding to the 10 praises that David HaMelech said in Psalms. Hilulim Tuvahavu. What do you mean? There are many praises in Psalms. What do you mean 10 praises? Hanach Dechtivbu Halelu B'Tek HaShofar. There are 10 places where it says praise Hashem with the blowing of shofar. So the rabbis understood that to be a source for Halleluhu, give him praise, with the shofar. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's with the shofar, you give him praise, you quote verses corresponding to that. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Aseret HaDibrot, corresponding to the Ten Commandments, Shnemru Lo LeMoshe B'Sinai. The Moshe was told at Sinai. Okay. What's the connection? the Ten Commandments were with the shofar. Okay, so that's Rashi has an interesting line here. It says Kenegid Asata Dibrot, Dichtiv Bunami Shofar. It also says the shofar was blown there, and you have Ten Commandments. Velo Shmatia, I didn't hear this pshat, says Rashi. El Reitia Bisod Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. I saw it in the work of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. That's where I saw this pshat. Because otherwise it's a little difficult. So what? What's the connection to the Ten Commandments?
I never heard it.
He says, Lo Shmati, I didn't hear it. Doesn't mean I didn't hear it. So I assume what Rashi means is he didn't hear it from his Rabbein. This isn't the pshat that he has on tradition, but he saw it in Yesod Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda.
So obviously he liked that more than what his rabbi
said. Or he didn't have a tradition on this line in the Gemara.
Really?
Sometimes Rashi says that. Sometimes Rashi
He learned the Gemara by himself. I never heard of the rabbi.
He learned a lot of things with the Rebbe, and sometimes there were lines he didn't have a tradition from his Rebbe. There are places where Rashi says, sometimes Rashi says, my Rebbeim say this way, but I think this way.
Right.
And sometimes Rashi says, I don't know. You have places where Rashi says, I don't know.
What, his rabbis didn't have a tradition? Right?
I don't know if Rashi forgot. Could be.
Forgot.
He's human.
He said, shachachti. He didn't say, ainli masorad or whatever.
He says, lo yadati. I don't know. I don't know why Rashi didn't know. I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kineged Asara Ma'amarot Sheven Nivra Olam, corresponding to the 10 statements Hashem made in the creation of the world, which happened on Rosh Hashanah. Hi Ninu. So where do you have 10 statements, the Gemara asks? Vayomer Debreshit. Every time it says Vayomer, every time it says Hashem said, that's another declaration in creation. So the Gemara says, Ted Havu, go count, there are 9.
Yeah.
Answers the Gemara, Breshit Nami Ma'amahu. The first pasuk, one says, Breshit Bara Elohim Tashmaim Vetaretz, that is also a declaration of creation. Tichtiv Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Because when it's described in Tehillim, it says, with Hashem say so, the heavens were formed. So you see that Breshit Bara Elohim Tashmaim Vetaretz is called Bidvar Hashem. In Tehillim, it's called the word of Hashem, the saying of Hashem. So, Bereshit Bara Elokim, it's as though it would say, initially Hashem said something in order to create the heaven and the earth. Okay. Rashi says that this is coming to stress that it wasn't Hashem's handiwork. It wasn't Hashem's hands at work. It was Hashem making a declaration, and that's the way it was. That's the point of saying it was Hashem say so.
It's weird, because going with the idea that everything was created at the Shemayim Vet Aretz, and everything else was just kind of moved around and put into place. So really, it's the first one that was the Ma'amar of creation. The other one was just the Ma'amar.
Right, but there's a pasuk that says, "Af yadi yaseda aretz v'miniti pecha shamayim." My left hand established the earth; my right hand established the heavens. So there is a pasuk that seems to describe the creation of heaven and earth with the hands. So Rashi comes and says, "No, we go with this verse. Why? They knew. I don't know."
Where's that verse?
Af yadi yaseda aretz. I think it's a pasuk in Tehillim. No. Yes, I think so. Either Tehillim or Eov, one or the other. I think it's in Tehillim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, we're holding the two dots again. Im amar shalosh shalosh mikulan yatzaf. You said 3 verses apiece, you also fulfilled your obligation. Ibaya lehu, Amichai, you have it. About 8 lines from the bottom. Ibaya lehu, the students asked. Hey Chiktani, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said you could say 3 psukim for Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot, how do you understand that in the Mishnah? Shalosh min Torah, Shalosh min Nevim, Shalosh min Ketuvim, Davu Teisha. Is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he says you could say 3 psukim apiece, he means 3 of Torah, 3 of Navi, 3 of Ksuvim, the Ika Beinayu Chada, and it means you say nine psukim for Machuyot Zichonot Shofarot, and then the only difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is Tanakama says you'd say 10 psukim apiece, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says you say 9 apiece. Is that pshat? Odin ma'achad min Torah, achad min Nevi'im, achad min Haktuvim, davyun lo shlosha. Or maybe he meant that for Malchuyot you could say one pasuk Torah, one Navi, one Ksuvim, and same for Zichonot and same for Shofarot, and then he ultimately says you could say three psukim for each one, Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot, Vika Benayu Tuva, and then there's a big difference between Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and Tanakama. Tashma, I'll bring you proof. Titania, En Pochatin Masra Malchuyot Masra Zichonot Masra Shofarot, Vimamar Sheva Mikulan Yatzak Neged Sheva Rikim. Tanakama holds if you say seven apiece, okay, you're also Yotze corresponding to the seven heavens. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Omer, Hapochet Lo Yifchot Mi Sheva. ואם אמר שלוש מכולן יצא כנגד תורה נביאים וכתובים ואם מילה כנגד כהנים נביאים ישראלים. So he says, don't do any less than seven, and if you did three apiece, you're also yotze corresponding to Torah Nevi'im and Kesuvim. So what does that mean? He says you shouldn't do less than seven, but if you did three, you're yotze. So if, when he says if you did three, you're yotze, three means three of Torah, three of Nevi'im, three of Ksuvim, then when he says seven, it would be seven of Torah, seven of Nevi'im, seven of Ksuvim, right? And that's 21. No, that's not what he means to say. He's not coming to add. He's coming to tell you could do less. So that's why we say, yeah, what he meant is three total. L'chatchila, he also holds that you should do a minimum of seven, but he says if you did three total, you were yotze. And Amar Avuna Amar Shmuel Al Hakab Yochanan Ben Nuri. The halacha is like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, that if you did three total, you're also yotzei.